بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. History بديد حديث حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه mentioned that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying الدنيا ملعونة, that this world is cursed. ملعون ما فيها, and whatever is in this world is cursed. إلا ذكر الله تعالى, except the ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, وما والاه, and those things that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَالِمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا, or an alim, or a person that is learning deen. You know, what this hadith means is it doesn't mean that every single thing is cursed in itself. It doesn't mean that. But cursed when it now comes in a person's heart to such an extent that it derails him, it takes him off the course, and this person no longer is on the straight path. This person has the love of dunya has taken him and enveloped him, taken him to such an extent that it has distracted him. Otherwise, this dunya, this world, is actually a stepping stone and a means towards getting akhirat. There was a person, pious person, by the name of Fariruddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali, that before he was changed his life and became a big buzruf, his story or his incident goes like this. He was an attar. Attar actually is a pharmacist. In those days, the pharmacist would also sell perfume. So amongst the medications and medicines they would sell perfume also. But a very expensive type of perfumes. There was a poor person that had come into his pharmacy, into his shop. And this poor person was just looking around at all the bottles, just looking, staring, as we would say. So he had asked this person that, what do you want? Either you're here to purchase, or if you're not here to purchase, then you should go out. You shouldn't be in the shop, but staring and looking. So he said, I'm looking to see that how your soul is going to leave from every bottle that is here in the shop. So he asked him in return, he said, how will your soul leave? Fariruddin Attar Rahmatullah asked this person, and how will your soul leave? He said, I will show you how my soul would leave. He unrolled his musalla that he had, when he was carrying a musalla with him. He unrolled his musalla. He read 2 rakats of salat. He read the kalima. He put his head down on the right hand side and he passed away there and there. Fariruddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali said, he said, this is the sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So easily this man left this world. So easily he left this world. And the question he's asking me is, how is my soul going to leave from every bottle that is here? What he was meaning is that you're so attached to the shop, you're so attached to the world, that when your soul is actually leaving, it will have to be stripped from the love that you have for all these things. So from that point onwards, he made a change to his life. He changed his life and he said, how can I be giving myself to such an extent that I'm so engaged and engrossed in the dunya? And that's the turning point. Well, that was the turning point for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes different turning points for different people. But the incident or story that we should, or the lesson that we should take from here, is that there's nothing wrong with the dunya itself. But the moment we get very attached and very close to it, that it distracts us, now it becomes problematic. And another thing we learn from that hadith is the importance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the importance of learning deen, and the importance also of a person acquiring deen. So one is he acquires deen, and then he teaches people, and one is a person who doesn't have the ilm, he continues learning. And that person that has already acquired the ilm, he also tries and empowers himself and furthers it to a higher level. Today's hadith and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَيْ يَشْبَعْ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ خَيْرٍ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُنْتَهَاهُ وَالْجَنَّةِ رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. That Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer is never satiated with doing good deeds until he enters paradise. A believer never reaches a stage where he says, right now I'm ready to retire, I'm ready, or I've done enough in my life. He continues and he continues and he continues right up till the time that he enters Jannah. In other words, right up till the time that he dies, he passes away, this person continues doing good deeds. Every day he tries and he practices a good deed. The person that does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that even the last day of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that some good deed can come out. Sometimes a person is, maybe we might think that he's not well, he's so sick, he's so ill, but sometimes because of that actions that he used to do in his good health, that is now recorded also in his sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his kindness and his rahmat, he records it even in his sickness. Yesterday there was this uncle that passed away, my uncle is Chota Qadir Rahmatullah Ali, that the last day of his life, he went and he visited two elderly people, two sick people staying in the flats in town. So what he did was he took some fruit and he went and taken for one old lady, an auntie of his, about 90 years old. So he taken fruit, he bought some fruit and he taken for her, spent some time with her, he left. And he went and met another person in his 80s, old man. He also took some fruit for him. So these people were so touched by that small action, that we are not well, somebody is coming to visit us, bringing fruit, spending time with us. Remember that old people, sick people, sometimes they don't want a person's wealth, they don't want any type of recognition and popularity in that sickness, in that, but they want some people to come show some love, some affection. So more important, my Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says sometimes more important than a person just going for Hajj, Nafil Hajj that is, just going for Umrah, he should actually look in his family and see, are they such people like this, who are staying in poor conditions, staying in the flats, staying there where people don't visit them, they need some assistance, some help. Let us take out our time and go see these people. It's very easy for a person just to go for a holiday here and to go for a holiday there. But how much time we take to go visit people like this? If we really look, every family has got such type of people. Either they are widows, we can take the family and go, take the woman folk to visit them. Either they are old people, they get happy, you come and visit them. Just talk to them, how you feeling, and meet them. So every family has got some type of people like this. So anyway, he went to visit these people, took the fruit, they were so excited. This person came to visit us. Now, this was the last day of his life. He didn't know that. So he went and he visited them, came back, read his salah in the masjid, extremely meticulous about reading salah in the masjid. In fact, his family says that every time when salah, or every day when salah time, and every salah time that was approaching, the moment the salah time was coming close, he would ask the people around him that what time is salah and what is the time? What time is salah and what is the time? People used to get like a little bit surprised that this question is coming so often. And this was continuously his habit, that what time is it and what time is salah. In other words, we can't be late for salah and we can't miss our salah. Now do we be there ready for salah? So this is a sign of iman of a person. When a person has these qualities in his life, even the last day of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of benefiting like this. So he was there also for the salah at the masjid and then came back. The family say that he was so meticulous about his ma'mul, his ma'mulat. Even that time also he didn't miss his ma'mula. That I need to read my surah Mulk, I need to read surah Waqiyah, I need to make my zikr. So he did all this and just at night he was battling to breathe a little bit. And then what had happened was he went to the toilet, he made wuzu, he came back. Now when he was in that condition, a person is so particular his whole life about taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak gives the person the tawfiq even at that time. So now he sits up and he's asking for his tasbih. Where is my tasbih? And his wife tells him, don't worry about the tasbih. Just read astaghfirullah, make istighfar. So he makes istighfar and making istighfar and making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, passes away in that condition. So this is what happens when a person is so particular and meticulous about deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq even towards the end of his life, the last part of his life, this person goes and he does good deeds. So this is what this hadith is saying, that a person is never satisfied that I've done enough now. Till 50 I was reading my namaz, I made my zikr, I did enough. No. Every moment a person is never satisfied until he is last, until this person enters Jannah. Now at that point he can be satisfied. But before that he's never satisfied, all the time making effort to see how we can improve as far as our deen is concerned, as far as our position, and as far as our level in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, that must continuously improve. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.